Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Culpa is joining us, Amherst Town Supervisor. And in the 4 years that Doug Jamal has owned Boulevard Mall, we haven't seen much change, Brian, but it does seem that that might be changing soon with the help of the legal process, eminent domain.
Good morning. So the town started an urban renewal process in June of, almost a year ago. And that process is really aimed at trying to eliminate some of these old legacy leases and at least give us an opportunity to start to figure out how infrastructure might come into the site and give the development community the ability to redevelop that site. So the good news is we've put a year of work into this with Douglas and Benderson and now we're working with JCPenney's. And hopefully soon we'll start to see some dramatic shift.
What are some of the complexities in this project that make it way more complicated than, say, your typical take over a building and create something new?
The biggest problem is that there's some leases that are held by organizations like Sears that don't even exist anymore, or those leases have been transferred to somebody else. There are some lease entanglements on some of the stores like a Macy's or JCPenney's or even that old Sears that say, you can't build out in the front of the building, the frontage, the stores have to be visible from Niagara Falls Boulevard. It wasn't contemplated when the last owner signed these leases that they might someday, the mall might be gone, right? So in order to attract these stores, the mall property owners give away all of the rights to develop anything in the parking lot. And it makes it very, very difficult. Some stores have leases in that mall that aren't even in the mall anymore. The limited brands, those types of stores that aren't even in there still hold leases. I guess it's cheaper to pay the lease than it is to operate the store. So, we've been after it for a while. You asked what's complicated. I would say the entire process is complicated. Malls aren't easily cut up.
And adding to the complexity to this, it seems as though Jamal bought the mall, but the town's using eminent domain. So did you buy it back and then you'll resell it to Jamal?
That's essentially part of what'll happen. It might not be just Jamal. I got a feeling that the other property owners are going to want to stay on site as well. That includes Benderson and, as I mentioned, Penny's. So, we've got to kind of work through when the town basically commences a taking, those other entities will have the right to buy back in before any other entities get to buy in. And so we're kind of going through those pre-purchase agreements with all of those entities to see what they want and what they want out of it.
Before these lease agreements are kind of settled, what, if any, actual work on the property can really be done?
Nothing really. Every corner of the parking lot, every corner of the property has some overlapped lease somewhere that says what you can and cannot do, and you have to go to these corporations to ask for permission to do something, and the corporations aren't exactly what they used to be either, right? You can imagine Sears has gone through bankruptcy, JCPenney's has emerged from bankruptcy, but there's still a lot of differentiation between who makes what decision about their own property, never mind what somebody else can do on their on the bigger parcels.
Brian,
so for us, it's been a year of a lot of legal and a lot of that entanglement, which frankly, when when we started this process in June, it was apparent that, you know, the private sector wasn't going to get there without us.
What is this whole legal process in this eminent domain? What is it costing the town?
Well, luckily, we're doing a lot of our work in-house. The rest of it will be part of any fees that we've gotten caught up with, either an attorney or an appraiser, are going to be rolled into the sale back. So we'll make it clear out of it. It's just a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of our staff's attention.
When this is all said and done, what's the vision as you understand it right now for the property? And can you overstate the importance of this to the town? A massive property at a huge intersection, you know, like it's right in the middle of everything.
You know, it's 64 acres right there. And, you know, for us, the property represents an opportunity to build density, you know, build housing. You know, we're desperate for housing. We're desperate for opportunities for people to live. It represents an opportunity to build a new neighborhood and a community, which is fully taxable and back on the books and prospering in terms of economics. The thing is, it's not just Amherst, right? If you look at a lot of these legacy leases or a lot of these properties, well, I don't care if it's outside of your EPA, I don't care if it's, you know, in Oklahoma, I don't care if it's in, you know, Hamburg, right? I mean, these malls are huge footprints without a lot of infrastructure on the site now, and they have to be dealt with because most of the time they're right in the middle of a suburban community. And so, you know, I'm hoping that us going through a very long process will make it easier for other groups to follow the same lead.
What is the timeline, do you see? Is it 5 years, 10 years for this being completed?
I would love to get to demolition of parts of the mall in 24 so we can start seeing roads and infrastructure developed on site. I mean, I think the overall project's probably a 5 to 10 year project. You know, the reality here is with our short construction windows, you know, our 3/4 year construction seasons, that it takes a while to build something of this caliber. But, you know, all you can do is get it started, right? If you don't get to the starting point, then it's impossible to see a finish.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.